Wisconsin high school teacher accused of raping 15-year-old student. By Catherine Rodriguez on September 9, 2019. A 23-year-old Wisconsin high school teacher has been accused of raping a 15-year-old student at her home and exchanging sexually explicit Snapchat messages with him for about 2 months, according to authorities. Talia Jo Warner, who taught health at Somerset High School, was charged August 28 with second-degree sexual assault of a child, using a computer to facilitate a child sex crime, child enticement, forcing a child older than 13 to view sexual activity, 2 counts of exposing genitals, pubic area or intimate parts to a child, and exposing a child to harmful material. Warner made her first appearance in court Thursday, according to St. Croix County Circuit Court records obtained by Rivertowns.net. The 15-year-old victim told authorities that between October and December 2018, he received 10 sexually explicit photos and videos from Warner, including one of her performing a sex act on herself. Police combed through Snapchat records and found that during that time, those messages contained content of a sexual nature. Police report that Warner and the teen had 2 sexual encounters. One of them was allegedly in a car down the street from his house, and the other allegedly took place on December 14, when Warner picked up the student from a school sporting event and drove him to her former home in White Bear Lake, Minnesota. The two reportedly had sex in the bedroom of her former home, police said. In interviews with school officials, the student initially denied having any sexual contact with the teacher, but he later admitted to law enforcement that he did have a sexual relationship with her. A teacher and other students alerted law enforcement about the alleged sexual encounters, leading to Warner's resignation from her position. Although it is unclear exactly when Warner resigned, school board records obtained by the Grand Forks Herald state that Warner's replacement had been teaching since February. Warner, who is now living in Lake Elmo, Minnesota, could face up to 40 years in prison and a $100,000 fine if convicted of the charges.